Thank you, Governor. Governor, how long do you anticipate the 9.1 will sustain the senior meals program? And can the state be reimbursed for anything that they're having to pay for once the government shutdown ends? Thank you.
In the past, we have been able to float certain things like TANF and then get reimbursed afterwards. It is both our hope and our expectation that that will happen. Some states are deciding not to do it. Other states will do it. We're always going to err on the side of providing for our people. We talked to the ads today. This $9.1 million will be the maximum amount available through the end of the fiscal year, and everybody is going to adjust their programs accordingly. We all understand that there's a lot of need out there. The need continues to grow. We're going to try to balance this program with the funds that we have, and then we're going to use that time working with the ads, asking the right questions so the ads can educate us through the finance cabinet to understand the exact needs, where they are, and to make sure that we're putting all the best practices into place where we can feed as many people with the dollars that are available. Because this next budget is going to have some difficult decisions to make, and there's going to be limited resources in virtually every program that's out there. We've got to make sure that each and every one is going as far as it can. Bodie Brooks.
Thank you, Governor. I've seen a question asked over how this pot of money can be reallocated for this program when, earlier we've had a dispute over funding for Senate Bill 151 that was a kinship care law. Can you walk me through some of the legalese that allowed this pot of money to be reallocated in this instance but prevented it in Senate Bill 151's instance?
Yeah, this is one where the General Assembly is going to have to come back in afterwards and agree to pass legislation that after we've done it, authorizes the transfer, which we think is at least likely needed in this situation. But what this is a program that we discovered that was going to be implemented. We had the dollars on our side to do the implementation, but the General Assembly had said, don't go forward with that until we have an approve a proposal. Well, that proposal didn't come. We've been told it's not coming, and thus we worked with them directly on this one. Piece on foster care payments, first, there's not just an extra $20 million that's there within that budget unit. And second, it is a direct set of payments that the General Assembly didn't put a single dollar into. This is one where there is a separate budgeted amount that, thanks to, again, this agreement, it took both the General Assembly and the executive branch that were able to fund. Jaron Von Runnen, Tom Latek, Kentucky Today.
Thank you, Governor, and good afternoon. Gotten several emails from the supermajority complaining about why it's taken so long for you to come up with a plan. Can you respond to that?
Yeah, the two reasons that this was challenging is, number one, there was no ARPA funding available, which was available the last time. And number two, we have a $305 million budget deficit, which did not exist the last time either. So what the supermajority was saying is, oh, it's easy. You can just transfer a certain amount of money from one area to another. Well, Tom, we've got to cut all the areas because the law says we live under a balanced budget, just like each and every one of our families. So those dollars that would be transferred are necessary to reduce that budget, again, by $305 million. What we found is most times not available. There might not have been a solution here, but we were able to find one and, again, directly work with at least leadership of the General Assembly to get it through. But, Tom, let me just end by saying I'm glad that between March of 2022 and today that they have changed their position on how strongly they support ending hunger in the Commonwealth, and I'm all for it. So, listen, any criticism where they want us to feed more people, I'm for, I will take, and we will work to make sure that no Kentuckian goes hungry. Sarah Ladd, Kentucky Lantern.
Thank you so much. I'm about the meal program. If you could kind of walk us through a little bit about what needs to happen next session or in the future to keep this from happening again, keep the program sustainable. And then if you could clarify briefly the TANF funding supplement for the month of November, where is that coming from and what's that going to cost the state? Thank you so much.
I'll get that to you from John. It's about $12 million that we're able to float primarily from or at least partly from excess TANF funds we have right now to get us through that next month. But again, I want to make sure that I'm pretty clear in that December is going to be really challenging. To make sure we don't, well, this next budget, we are going to, between now and then, learn as much as we can about the internal operation of each of these programs at each of the ads to understand the cost per meal in each area of the state, any extra challenges in transportation that they face, try to figure out if the current formula for sending out the money needs to be changed, because some ad districts are pretty close to budget and some are way over budget, which suggests either that the formula isn't taking into account some of the realities, or we just have policies and procedures that are different from ad district to ad district. There's going to be a set amount in the next budget, and we're going to have to tailor all the programs towards that, which means at a time when we don't have the amount of funding that we've had in the past, we may end up with a wait list again. I certainly hope we don't. But when you take $66 million out of SNAP, and remember, SNAP also helps to feed seniors, you just take a really big blow to the dollars that you have to ultimately provide food assistance for our people. Sylvia Goodman, Kentucky Public Radio.
Hello, Governor. You know, obviously, we're hearing right now about the senior meal programs and the cuts that are going to, that are, you know, you've had to make to that, or you know, changes to the funding. Obviously, this is a $300 million shortfall that's being estimated. What other programs in the short term will have to have funding changes? What is that going to look like until the session starts? And when are you going to release, I suppose, your suggestions for cuts for the rest of the fiscal year?
So when we release the plan, it's not suggestions. It's a plan that will go into effect. So if you have a budget shortfall that is under 5% of the entire budget, which this one is under, then the executive branch is authorized to go ahead and address it. And that's what we're going to do. And we've got plans in from our cabinets, draft plans that we're reviewing, that we're working through with them. The cuts we'll make will go to the end of the fiscal year, which will be the middle of next year, so we have some time for that. We are going to do it as much as we can on things that don't affect programs themselves, but hopefully are either vacancy credits, different positions that we have not hired from that are in the budget, or different ways that we can cut costs. This is going to be a moderate budget reduction. It's one that we can handle. The next budget is going to be a lot harder, because if you look at the amount of revenue we're going to have is basically going to be flat. But when you look at the additional needs for education, health care, et cetera, those are going to be hundreds of millions of dollars more. So I'm not concerned necessarily about this budget reduction. What it meant is there wasn't an extra $9 million laying on the table, but it didn't have us cutting any of the $10 million that had already been budgeted for senior meals. It's the next budget that's going to be a real challenge that may impact these programs directly, especially where the federal government is not providing the same level of help that they did before. David Winter.
Thank you, Governor, for taking the question. You say that you want to close the gap between Democrats and Republicans. You're meeting tomorrow with Governor DeWine from Ohio. How does using terms like the big ugly bill help do that?
Well, I think calling a cut to Medicaid that's going to devastate rural hospitals in Kentucky, kick 20,000 people off their jobs, you can't call it Big Beautiful Bill. I mean, I take offense to that. No, I'm not calling Mike DeWine names, nor would I ever. We've worked together well, but I think I can talk about different pieces of legislation passed and how they're going to hurt our people. I mean, I think it's pretty ugly to cut $66 million of food assistance, and I hope you do too. Madison Porter, WKYT.
Thank you, Governor. I apologize in advance if this is a repetitive question, but how will you ensure senior meal service fund allocation is a priority when looking into the next budget, now knowing that the $10 million wasn't enough?
So we put out a recommended budget, and everybody will be able to see our priority based on the amount that we put in it. But I just want to say, whether it's the General Assembly or us, it's going to be really challenging in this next one. We have been able to have years where there is no wait list for senior meals, and that's just going to be tougher as we move forward. I hope that the General Assembly continues to want that to be as small as possible, or for there not to be a wait list. But it's going to be dollars for education, or dollars for health care, or dollars for meals. I mean, we're going to be deciding between a lot of really important things. Obviously, this is one of the most important, but I don't want to lessen the tough decisions that not only we're going to have to make in recommendations, but the General Assembly is going to have to make. And I'm going to want to make sure that during that process, I step back a little bit and see where different dollars are going. But this is one where, again, I know people have used different words in describing how they think this process is going or what they want to happen. I'm just glad we have so many people who want to fight hunger this badly. And I think that means that the next budget is going to be better for senior meals than maybe it otherwise would have been. Isaiah Kim Martinez.
Thank you, Governor. I was just curious because I spoke with a center in Nelson County who have adjusted their hours, their drive-through hours already because of some of these shifts and some of the spending. With that $9 million added, can you give us an example of maybe some of those changes that we could see kind of be common? I mean, are we going to see a lot of those roll back in hours? Will that be normal?
I believe this money will restore most of what the ad districts had hoped and needed. We think this is very close to that overall number, though. The number of seniors needing help is growing. Right, so this isn't just a specific number that's out there. It's one that's growing over time, and that's one of the biggest challenges the ad districts have faced. And that's something that we, through the finance cabinet, need to get a better grip on. I believe that most of what they've cut back on can be restored unless they decide to take a different approach, knowing the challenges that are ahead. But I think most of what's cut back can be restored, maybe not all. But I think those seniors that were worried about not getting their meals are going to be able to get them at least through the end of this fiscal year. And then we'll see how challenging that $66 million SNAP cut, how challenging some of the other things are that we face. And finally, Edward Marlowe from WKDZ Radio. Well, we want to check across ad districts about eligibility, about meals per individual, just about all those different pieces. But let me say our ad districts, they're passionate and they're helping people. And they want to help as many people as they can. And we want to do the best we can to provide the most resources we can in a fiscally responsible way to help as many people as we can. Now, the challenge in government is the challenge for a family. You got a budget and you got to live within it. And sometimes that means you don't get to do all the things that you want to and all the good that you want to. And I know this may have seemed like a political football. What I love about it is everybody wanted the same thing, to feed as many people as possible. And again, to see folks going from cutting $50 million in food aid to pushing really hard to increase it, that's a good thing. That's something we want to see going forward. That's something that, I guess, in March of 2022 was red or blue. and now is hopefully nonpartisan because they said, Governor, go find a solution. We did. Maybe they think we should have found it faster, but hey, we all want to feed more people, and that's what being a Kentuckian is all about. All right, we'll have a Team Kentucky update this Thursday where we'll talk about a lot of other things, but relief coming to our ad districts, to our seniors. We're going to be able to help with TANF this next month, but certainly for the SNAP program, please hope that the federal government can both get a solution to rising health care premiums so that those don't hit the American people and reopen this government.